The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Recording there. So, and also, yes, thank you, Neil, for posting information about the Google groups in chat. So let's see. One last thing I need to do in order to set up the settings. Okay. So I'll start with the theme. And also one thing to share with you is that given that we've had some Zoom bombers visiting us after the little Dharmit, from now on, Diana and I will lock the room, and I will share this with you so that if you want to come and be part of the Zoom gathering, please come in earlier. Otherwise, we will be locking the room so that latecomers will not be getting in, so that, you know, we can have can protect the space. So with that, I would like to share a few words about the practice for tonight. And the practice for tonight, the invitation for today's practice, is metta and care for ourselves. How can we care for ourselves? How can we care for ourselves? And this being a Friday, and for some of you already a Saturday, joining from different time zones, and beginning of a weekend, how can we take care of ourselves? How can we take quiet time? How can we take some downtime? How can we take care of ourselves by taking care of this body, take care of this mind, taking care of this heart? What are some wholesome ways we can take care of ourselves and care for ourselves? Is it through sleeping some more? Just a simple way of caring for this body, the basic, I think of the food pyramid. You know, there's the care pyramid, and the care pyramid, I think of the first layer, the most important layer, being sleep. Maybe it's sleep, just sleeping and taking care of this body. If it's tired, if it's been working hard, is it through going into nature? Is it through being silent, being quiet, and not engaging so much with the world, with stuff? Perhaps listening to a Dharma talk, connecting with goodness, connecting with the Dharma in wholesome ways. What are some ways for us to take care of ourselves, to take care of ourselves? And metta is also a way to take care of ourselves. Kindness, goodness, entering into silence, connecting with ourselves. So with that as the invitation, I'd like to invite us to practice together, to enter the space of silence together. And to practice together. So, let us begin. Let us begin by entering into a space of practice. Hmm. Landing, landing, landing deeply, landing into our seats, landing into this body. Connecting, connecting. Connecting with this body. Connecting with a moment of silence, quiet, taking refuge. How can we connect? How can we deeply connect to the space of quiet, to the space of quiet within? Connecting to the breath, to our feet connected to the earth, receiving, receiving the breath, receiving the breath. Taking a moment of refuge. In silence, inner silence, as a moment of care. How can we care? How can we care for ourselves? How can we care? How can we care for ourselves? Relaxing the body, receiving the breath, releasing whatever is not wholesome, whatever is not helpful in this moment. May I be safe. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and joyful. May I be healthy and strong. And may my life unfold with ease. Tuning into the inner peace, inner silence, as a source of healing, as a source of care. As a source of nourishment. knowing, trusting at connecting with silence. Connecting with the inner silence. As an expression of care for ourselves. Soothing and healing, nourishing. With each breath, inviting ourselves to connect. With the inner stillness, the inner quiet. As an expression of care, goodwill for ourselves and others. May this being who is me feel nourished, heart, body, and mind. With the grace of connection to silence, to peace, to stillness, to care. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and joyful. May this body be healthy and strong. And may this life of mine, may it unfold with ease. As much ease as possible. May I be nourished, healed, calmed through silence, through the grace of peace in my heart. May I offer this goodness of peace to myself and to others. May I know and taste for myself the peace of the Buddha. May I know and taste for myself the peace of the Buddha to serve this being who is me in this shape and form in this life, and to serve others in goodness. May all beings everywhere know peace. May all beings everywhere be free. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So we have time for questions, for comments. And Jean, I see your hand is raised. Is that correct? No? So, yes, we have time. I see Gabriel's hand is raised. Is that correct, Gabriel? Yes? Yes. Please.
Hello, Nikki. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, I have a question that popped up in my mind during the session. It was about the teachings on metta and on anatta, not self. I was curious to hear you say a few words about how we can work with both of these and if they can help each other.
Yeah, there is so much I can say about this. So, but without going into hour-long Dharma talk. Tell me how this is coming up for you, how it's showing up, this question for you, so I know what to say that might be helpful to where you are in your practice right now with this.
Yes, so I'm working my practice on some inside practice on just to see how the self is constructed. And I'm wondering
to see all the say that again.
The self is constructed. Sorry, is built by the mind,
mm-hmm.
And at the same time, so this can sometimes feel a bit dry, you know. But at the same time, there is the metta practice that, it's not clear still in my mind how they work together. I know that they do. But I don't know yet how precisely.
Got it. Great. Okay. So the way I hear your question, the way this is arising for you is that you're working with insight practices and anatta, seeing how self is constructed, how the self that is me is constructed from our thoughts and ways of seeing and being. And in some ways it feels kind of dry. And you have this intuition that metta, care, love has something to do with this practice, but don't quite know how it fits in yet. Did I hear you correctly? And you can keep yourself unmuted if you like when we do the back and forth.
Yeah, so and to be more specific, just it may be interesting, I'm working with this in relation to my music practice, because I try to see when I play, there is no me in there. It's just happening by itself, and it feels very rich to explore those ideas. And that's why I'm working with that.
Got it. Okay, well, that's very helpful. That's beautiful to hear that this is a sense of co-creation. There is so much in creativity that it feels like it moves through you. It moves through you. And of course, part of it is your volition. Part of it is your will, and also all the causes and conditions. So I'm so glad you brought music, especially because seeing love, metta in that. Let me say this. The teaching, of course, as you know, is not that there is no self. Yeah, there is a self for conventional reasons. It's very helpful. Yes, there is. And yet, from a particular way of seeing, from a particular perspective, we can see how it's all constructed. It is constructed. And in that construction, in that, it doesn't mean that things become meaningless, or that there is lack of love and care or beauty. In fact, with what you bring in with music, in fact, you can see the beauty, you can see the grace. There is this beauty that moves through. There is this impersonal love and beauty and grace that's not yours. It's above and beyond you. And yet it is you, and you are a part of it. So this love, beauty, grace, muse, it just all of this can infuse the impersonality. It's not mm-hmm. just, you see, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Cool.
And instead of it becoming dry, actually, it becomes more graceful. Wow, this beauty, because as a musician, you know this. It's amazing, right? When, as a jazz musician, when it clicks, it's like this is bigger than me. It's not mm-hmm. me. There's mm-hmm. this is wow. You know, when you get, get goosebumps, like this is bigger than me. This is me and not me. Yes, I am creating this music, and yet this is bigger than me. So that is where the sense of metta, love, grace, that's where it can come in. Play with that, invite it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for this question. This was great. Really appreciate it. Yeah, beautiful. Maybe we have time for one more reflection before we turn into practicing with small groups. Okay, so how about we turn to small groups of roughly size 3 and start with maybe 15 seconds of silence. And our theme has been peace and silence, and see how you can care for yourself, care for others in the space of silence, metta, care. And then share as much or as little as you like. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. This is a sacred space. It's both you and not about you. Really appreciate Gabriel bringing that in. See how you can make beautiful music of metta with people in your small group. The rooms are created. And here we go. Going to open them up, open them now. Questions, comments, what you noticed, anything. It's part of your gift to the Sangha from your practice. I see Bill's hands, Fred and Abraham. Okay. All right. Bill.
Hey.
Hey.
I find the silence, the peace appealing. But of course, my mind wants to go off and find entertainment somewhere else, you know. And it's always that. So anyway.
And it's always that you said, or it's always bad. I didn't hear.
It's always that, you know.
It's just, always that.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's. I'm glad you're noticing this, Bill. And this, what you're reporting, is not unusual at all. It's a matter of seeing the delight and the joy of peace, because we're not used to that. We are so not used to that. And there is so, I'll give you a little example. You know, when I was younger, I loved, ice cream that had all kinds of stuff in it, Rocky Road and marshmallows and nuts and chocolate. And I couldn't understand why people liked vanilla. It seemed so plain. And yet when I've gotten older, it's like, wow, vanilla is so sophisticated. It's so subtle. It's sublime, right? But I needed to train my taste buds to appreciate the subtle. So of course, and think of your mind that way. Yeah, the mind kind of likes the, and it, but it's a matter of training your mind to appreciate the subtleness.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's completely normal. Completely normal. Part of this path. Thanks, Bill. Fred, please.
Thank you, Nikki. I was just starting to say this in our group. How appreciative I am for this practice. As today I was sitting in the AT&T office after several hours of trying to unravel a bureaucratic snafu. And as I was sitting there in silence, in fact, I could picture myself at another time, enraged, cynical, impatient. And I was a little of all of those things, but I wasn't flaring to make it worse. And everybody around me was being as helpful as they could be. And it was a drag for them too. And we all, by behaving better together, got a resolution with minimal, you know, with no damage really. And I thank you and the Sangha and this practice for being helpful in that kind of everyday way. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you so much for this practice report, this report from the field. Yay. My heart, and I see lots of other hearts have lit up. Thank you. Thanks for your practice and sharing it with so many others at the AT&T store. Abraham, please. And this will be the last comment, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for that invitation at the beginning of the hour, that if all we needed was maybe some little quiet time and maybe sometimes we just need rest. I really appreciated that. That hit a chord, but it was so nice to be in a room with a bunch of guys who had spent the day sending love out into the world. And it was nice. And the same thing in all these other rooms I see here too.
Sweet. Thank you, Abraham. Thank you so much for that. So we let this be the last comment. And Claire, I'm happy to stay a couple of minutes extra as the time's ending. And I also wanted to say, speaking of the importance of rest, I'm going to be taking a little trip for about 10 days. So there's some wonderful guest teachers who will be holding Happy Hour Sangha, and Diana will be here too. So just wanted to let you know, and please continue to come support each other, support the teachers who will be supporting you. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. May you be well, may you be safe, may you be happy, may all beings be well, including ourselves. Thank you all.